Welcome, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital abyss to bring you the latest and greatest in technology. I'm Alex, your guide on this journey through the bits and bytes.
And I'm Jamie, the one who keeps Alex from getting too lost in the tech jargon jungle. Today, we're talking about something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel, building full-stack AI apps. From idea to production, we've got you covered.
That's right, Jamie. Full-stack AI apps are the transformers of the digital world. Not the robots in disguise kind, but pretty close. They combine machine learning models with modern front-end and back-end frameworks to create intelligent, interactive experiences.
Intelligent and interactive. So we're basically giving our web apps a brain.
Exactly. And not just any brain. A brain that can learn, adapt, and make decisions. Imagine your app recommending personalized content, understanding natural language, or even recognizing images and objects.
Sounds powerful, but also sounds complicated. Where do we even start with something like this?
Well, it all begins with the architecture. You see, a full-stack AI app isn't just about slapping an AI model onto an existing app. It's about integrating that model seamlessly into both the front-end and back-end of your application.
Hold up, let's break that down a bit. When you say integrating into both front-end and back-end, what does that look like in practice?
Good question. On the front-end, you might have a user interface built with frameworks like React or Vue, which communicates with the back-end to send user input to the AI model. The back-end, possibly built with Node.js or Django, then handles this input, interacts with the AI model, and sends back predictions or analysis to the front-end to display to the user.
So it's like the front end is the body, the back end is the nervous system, and the AI model is the brain.
That's one way to put it, Jamie. And don't forget the data pipeline and observability tools, which act like the app's senses and reflexes, letting it process data and monitor its own performance.
Got it. But this sounds like a lot of moving parts. How do we ensure everything runs smoothly?
That's where MLOps comes in. It's like the physical training for our app, ensuring it stays in top shape. We use tools and practices to monitor the model's performance, test and validate changes, and automate deployment. It's all about making sure the app can scale securely and perform efficiently.
Security and efficiency, two words I love to hear. But I have to ask, is building a full-stack AI app overkill for some projects?
Great question. Full-stack AI isn't the answer to everything. It shines in scenarios where you need real-time intelligent interactions, like personalized recommendations or automated content generation. For a simple blog or a static website, probably overkill.
Makes sense. You wouldn't need a brain transplant for a paper cut.
Exactly. And when you do decide to build a full-stack AI app, there are some common pitfalls to avoid, like underestimating the complexity of model integration or neglecting the importance of data privacy and security.
Ah, the classic, it looked easier on paper scenario. I'm sure our listeners have been there.
Who hasn't? But with the right approach and tools, it's definitely achievable. And the reward is creating something that can truly engage and adapt to your users.
Engaging and adaptive, like a good podcast host. Speaking of, I think it's time we wrapped up this episode. Any final thoughts, Alex?
Just that the world of full-stack AI apps is vast and fascinating. Start small, learn as you go, and don't be afraid to experiment. And of course, keep tuning into Nerd Level Tech AI Cast for more tech deep dives.
Well said, Alex. Thank you, listeners, for joining us on this journey through full-stack AI apps. Don't forget to subscribe for more episodes and share with your fellow tech enthusiasts. Until next time, keep nerding out.